Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If I thought the candidates that were in there, any one of them could lead the city and had the abilities and the experiences that I've had, I probably would be leaning towards one of those people. I don't see that at this stage.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Our next guest served as President Clinton's Secretary of Commerce. He served as President Obama's Chief of Staff. His brother John is currently on the Cook County Board. His father, Richard J., was the mayor of Chicago for 21 years. His brother, Richard M., was mayor of Chicago for 22 years. And now he wants to run for mayor of Chicago. Please welcome Bill Daley. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Why do you want to do this? This is the twilight of your life. This is where you enjoy life.
I hope it's not the twilight of my life. Jeez, maybe you know something I don't know. I love this city. I've spent my life in this city. My family's obviously been a big part of this. But more importantly, I see problems that are in this city that are affecting neighborhoods, people throughout the city, and I think I can add something, and I think I can help bring people together to solve some of these problems. So I'm excited about it. It's a great opportunity at this point in my life to try to give something back and be part of a discussion about the future of this city.
Your dad being in politics, did he instill that in you to reach out in public service in all his kids?
He didn't. He did by his actions, not by his directions. You know, he was pretty cool about do whatever you want to do. You want to go into business, you want to go to law school, you want to whatever. You want to be a teacher. I have three sisters who are teachers.
Right.
My brother is a lawyer and stayed active in the law. So it wasn't as though he directed us. But by example, I think all of us felt a certain love for this city and a certain belief that those of us who are more fortunate than others ought to give something back.
Did you work on his campaign back in the day?
Well, they're a little different campaigns then, to be frank. They weren't exactly difficult. But I did at the end, the last two maybe, I kind of tried to be helpful.
Okay.
It was a different system a long time ago. But you could feel the love of the city, and he grew up in it, you know, his parents, the whole thing. So like so many other families in the city who still are here and love the city and spend time in it.
This past August, we celebrated 50 years of the 1968 convention. In 1968, right, you just turned 20 years old.
Right.
Paint a picture for me, because the 20-year-olds were the ones that were out there protesting. So you must have had friends that were protesting.
Yeah. I mean, the country was torn. I always say 1968 was probably one of the most tumultuous years in the history of America. When you look at a president run out of office, Martin Luther King assassinated, Bobby Kennedy assassinated, 500,000 kids in Vietnam in a war that the American people, the middle class, began to turn against. You had riots in Paris, youth riots, and then you had the Russians invade Czechoslovakia, and nobody did anything. And then all of this rolled to Chicago in August of 68. So it was a tough time for the country. Yeah, I had a lot of friends. I had a lot of, you know, concerns about whether or not the country was going in the right direction. And you had the social upheaval of the 60s, civil rights movement.
Right.
All of this kind of came together. But the country's moved on. The city's moved on. This is a very different city than 50 years ago, obviously.
Right.
And much better in many, many ways. And still challenged in many ways.
Bill Daley running for mayor. There's now 17 in the race. 17, Bill. Does that concern you?
No. I think it's a good sign. People want to be part of this discussion. They want to be part of solving. We have everything from, you know, a 27-year-old Jamal Green, who activist, who has thrown his hat in the ring. And we have a whole list of people up until, you know, people who have been in politics in elective office for 30 years. So I think it's a good sign whether all of them stay in, to be frank with you, whether they all qualify with petitions and the need for 12,500 good signatures on on the petitions remains
right
to be seen. That will be decided in late November, early December. But I think it's a good, healthy sign.
I live in the city. My main concerns are crime and the economy. I feel like the city is getting way too expensive.
Well,
way too expensive for people to visit and way too expensive for people that live here.
Well, there's no doubt that the affordability of the city is a serious issue, both with our taxes, the cost of seemingly everything right now. And the three issues that you named, two of the three that I think are two of the most important, or the, two of the three most important. One is the safety of the city and the safety of our citizens. And there's great concern. We've got to do something about this issue. And we have to be very strong about our support of the police department. At the same time, we all know there has to be reforms and a more professional police. We've seen the examples of not very professional action by individuals.
Right. I'm glad you said that, because individuals, I know so many Chicago police officers that are great family men, that have been on the force for 20 years, their fathers, grandfathers, they're good people.
They are our neighbors.
Yes.
And they go out every day.
And protect us.
Not having the luxury that you and I do, and everybody else, of assuming we're going to come home that night. They can't assume that.
Right.
They leave their husband or their wife, and they go to work. They're never guaranteed that, like we feel most of the time, that we will be home that night. And they are out there doing one thing, protecting us. The other evening, Friday night, two police officers were out in Inglewood investigating a shooting. Shooting of people who live in Inglewood. And a crowd developed and began to taunt and throw things at them. Now, the breakdown is obvious between the community and the individuals.
Right.
But there is no way we will get this under control if people believe that the police are in some way the enemy. They are our neighbors, they're our friends, and they are the line of defense from people who want to do harm to people who are innocent and are victims day in and day out in the city. So the support of the Chicago Police Department, the men and women of the police department, yes, they've got to do a better job in some areas, but the bottom line is they go out every day for one reason, to protect us.
Right.
That's it.
How do you bridge that gap with those communities like Inglewood?
Well,
leaders?
I think it's engaging them in many ways. It's also saying to those leaders, you have to stand up for this community. You stand up by pointing out the mistakes that the police department makes. But at the same time, you cannot let people who are intent on disrupting that community or disrupting our city speak for you. That's not the real community of Inglewood. That's not the real. I'd go out there and I'll be out there this afternoon. That is not the real community. The people. I'll tell you a story, Pete. The other day, one of my brothers was in a cab with a fellow, and he said, "Oh, you know, you're Mayor Daley's brother." Blah blah blah. He said, "I've driven a cab for 35 years in Chicago. My son's gone to college. He wants to come home. Wanted to come home for Labor Day." First time home after going to college.
Right.
I told them, do not come home. I do not want you to come home because I worry that you will not survive to go back to school. Now, that's where we've gotten.
Yeah,
really?
We can't have that.
Here's a guy who's worked for 35 years, probably driving a cab 10, 12 hours a day to get his kid to college, and then he doesn't want him to come home? That's just a tragedy that all of us have got to say, what has happened to our society?
Right.
What are we doing here?
Right.
So I think we've got to rebuild the trust, but we have to support the police, and we have to look at these gun laws. I've been on record for well over a year saying that we ought to look at what they've done in New York. They passed a one-and-done, basically. You use a gun in a crime, or you have possession of an illegal gun, you go to jail.
I've said that from day one.
Plexico Burress.
Tougher gun laws in this city.
Plexico Burress won the Super Bowl for the Giants. 9 months later, he's in a bar, a nightclub. His own gun, illegally owned, drops out of his pocket, shoots himself in the leg. He went to jail for 9 months.
Right.
Big shot, big lawyer, a lot of money. So what? If we don't believe that the use of a gun or the possession of an illegal gun is a serious crime that has to be acted on, then we've lost the fight in trying to. We can't solve the gun issue at a national level yet. Maybe at some point there'll be rationality at the national level around guns. But at the local level, we've got to send a message. It is not acceptable to be in possession of a gun when you have no right to be in possession of
it. I agree 100%. Bill Daley in studio. He is running for mayor. I'm going to keep you around for another segment. I know you got to get to 10:30 Mass.
You got it.
It's Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 720 WGN.
Would you have considered running if Ron was in the race?
No, I wouldn't.
720 WGN in studio with us, Bill Daley. He is running for mayor of Chicago. Now, you worked under President Obama and President Clinton. We all learn from great bosses in our life, and we all learn from great coaches. What were your takeaways, and what are you going to bring to at the mayoral office when you come to Chicago, from learning from two great presidents?
I think my period under President Clinton, first of all, as Commerce Secretary, when we had an economic boom going on and trying to use the office to bring build a consensus around trade or around economic development in certain parts of the country that were lacking that, was a great experience. And I tried to work with Republicans, and we did some really good things in those 4 years. Now, again, we had a booming economy. But we also knew at the same time that there were parts of the country that were really suffering. So the president, President Clinton, and the Republican Congress tried to focus on some of that. It was difficult, not easy. But I think what I learned both there and the vast majority of my career has been in the private sector. And you must, in order to make progress in the private sector, you've got to build a consensus, whether it's within a company, within an industry, or with your customers. And so I think that's kind of what I pride myself that I tried to do and listen to people. President Obama, obviously, very different style than Clinton's, mm-hmm. but the same sort of attractiveness as far as a core belief in they're there to do good, to help people who are less fortunate than all of us who are lucky in life.
What do you think of the tariffs with Canada and China, the trade wars going on?
Well, trade wars usually end up hurting consumers. I think there is a lot of positive in the engagement that Trump is doing, and I've got lots of problems with Trump, with China, because of their system. Now, part of the problem with trying to get equality in engaging in economically with China is they have such a fundamentally different system. It's a communist one-party system. Mm-hmm. They control everything. I know there's flourishing private enterprise, but not really, not in the big industries. So there's a real positive for the engagement and the toughness Trump has done with China that I think will help us. I think his way he does that, while at the same time ticking off our friends and allies like Canada, who is our second trading partner, and our neighbor who's been like family
right
forever, is ridiculous. And the Europeans, had he brought the Europeans and Canada together to challenge China, we'd be in much stronger shape as we deal with China.
Rahm Emanuel has told me that working on a federal level has helped him in Chicago bring federal money, and it's kind of a different lens, if you will, when you work on a federal level than someone that came up through the ranks here in Chicago. Is that true?
I don't know if I'd say it that way. I think the experiences of life when someone decides to do something, whether it's government or private sector,
okay,
are really important. You know, we have a rather dysfunctional federal government right now. And I think looking to them to solve our problems is pretty weak right now. But I do think, like, Rahm was very lucky to have Ray LaHood as Secretary of Transportation during that period, who he knew, and it helped bring resources to this city, all in a way that was great for the city, great for America. So I think he was lucky there. I think there is some advantage to having been at the national level, but I think what's more important, because we are a global city, is some of the things I've done around the country and around the world in the private sector and in government, because we are a city now. Not only the makeup of the city is global, we're viewed as a attraction for young people, for businesses to come to.
Right.
And we have got to continue this economic growth that's going on in areas of our city, at the same time trying to take some of that and bring it to neighborhoods that are so disadvantaged. If we lose that economic growth, then it makes it very, very difficult to see
right.
the sort of success we want in those neighborhoods that have been troubled for many years.
Bill Daley in studio with us. He's running for mayor. My cousin Ray LaHood, former Secretary of Transportation, said that he encouraged you to run. Is that true?
He did. He sent me an email within hours of the speculation I was running. He said, "Do it, Bill. You know, I'm with you. I'll be helpful." And Ray he and Kathy are good, decent people and a friend. And I think and I feel proud to say that he's a friend and a supporter.
If you get into office, what's the first thing you take care of?
First thing is to try to address the crime problem, to be frank with you. And deal with the police department and communities and say, what do we have to do here? Look to the legislature. We'll hopefully have a new governor. Obviously, we will have a new governor then. And working with them to try to figure out what are the sort of things we need to do to make our city safer so that all the other great things that go on in this city, and, you know, we could talk about the negatives all the time, but day in and day out, people are out there doing great things. We're a magnet for tourism. We're a magnet for business. Young people come here more than any other city in America to start their careers. We ought to celebrate that. And in even those neighborhoods that are troubled, there's great things going on every block you can go to in the city. And I think I want to highlight that and not just get too, we can all get down about the challenges, but we also at the same time have to be celebrating the good things.
And before you go, when you told Rich that you were running for mayor, what was his reaction? Your brother.
Good. If you really want to do it, go do it. That's kind of rich. You know? It's like, all right, okay. So what do you want?
That's fine.
Speech? You just go do it.
Is he still riding his bike all over Chicago?
Not as often as he used to.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he's slowed down on that, but he still works out, and he's healthy, and he's still rather opinionated, but keeps it quiet.
Well, I appreciate you coming in on a Sunday morning.
Great.
Really. Bill Daley, running for mayor. Is the websites people want to check out?
DaleyForMayor.com.
That's pretty easy. Bill Daley. Thank you for coming in.
Great.
It's 720 WGN.